Sure, right there. Warm Animal on KX93.5. Alyssa hanging out with you. I hope your Monday afternoon is going well. And I've got a special treat for you. I've got Arielle in studio with me. She's going to sing a couple tunes. What do you got coming up for us first?
This first one's called Nanograms.
All right, whenever you're ready, here on KX93.5.
Me, people were staring, people were scaring me, people been mean, people been caring, people been mean. It's breathing, breathing the rhythm, it's breathing. Like out and in, it's breathing. Sleeping, reckless, my heart keeps skipping. Beat up over something or another, taking hold of the warmth of another. But take heed, sometimes I lose my way. Sometimes I lose my way. Get lost, stick your tongue out and dance. I wanna see you make romance. I wanna see you tap your feet, shake your hips, and move your head to the side like la da da dee, la da 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 da.
That was absolutely beautiful. Wonderful. Thank you for singing that. We have Arielle in studio with us. And that was Nanograms, right? I said that one right?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that song.
So that one happened really organically, to use that word. I was with a friend who's a producer, and we met on this creative retreat in Joshua Tree and had a session. And he was playing this track he'd just made. And it doesn't happen that often, but the lyrics and melody of the song just sort of came out when I went into the booth all together, and it was like a 5-minute long version. And
okay.
So we ended up going through and making it a bit more cohesive. And I started this project with this song because it's sort of the entrance to the subconscious. I feel like when you get into that flow state and just sing from that heart space, it's your most authentic way to speak from the voice in your head.
I love it. It was absolutely beautiful, and thank you for singing that with us. And I know that's the first time you've gotten to sing on radio.
Yeah.
So is it exciting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're here. I know that that is part of an 8-song EP that you put out called Evocopop. So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. Evocopop is from evocative pop, and it's a genre I invented a couple years ago. I'd been called PB R&B after Pabst Beer. I don't really drink beer. And, you know, alt R&B and dream pop. And my dad's an inventor, and I grew up just knowing that if you didn't like the way things were, or there was something missing that you could make, that you could make it. And that was a thing you just did. You could invent things. So I was answering an interview, and I made up this genre. So they were like, what's your genre? And I think genres can be limiting. So I made it my own, and it stuck. And I knew I wanted to make a visual album for a while, and I decided to name it Avocapop, and it's music that makes you think and feel.
That's awesome. So now I know that there's a theme with that.
Yeah.
So what caused that theme, and how did you put it all together and come together with that?
I spent years and years struggling with self-hate, and a lot of friends, beautiful, talented, smart individuals, had watched them do the same thing, just really hate on themselves. So I wanted to tell that story, and that's the place that this project comes from, is how you get from, you know, a place of self-hate towards self-love. And this first part focuses a bit on eating disorders and body dysmorphia, and that's something that I personally struggled with. So the visual for Nanograms, which we just played, is about body dysmorphia and that voice in your head that feels like people are watching and you have to control yourself. And so that's a bit about where it comes from.
Now, you say it's a part in a series. How many parts are there?
There are three. So A, B, and C.
Do you know where B is going to take you from there?
I have an idea, but it's obviously, and I have demos and I'm working on it now, but I think it's different once it lives and breathes. And so as I'm putting it together, it may evolve from where I see it now. But it's, you know, side A is coming into consciousness, and it's light. So it's realizing you've been hurting yourself and hopefully deciding, oh, I want to change, like looking in the mirror and saying, wow, like this thing I've been doing, it's been hurting me. And then how you go from there. So side B is going to be an intimate look at yourself, and it's going to be this healing process. So I guess if I gave it one word, it'd be love. Side A is light.
I like that. And I think a lot of people will be able to actually connect with it, because I think there's a lot of, especially for women, stigma out there when it comes to things like that. So to have something to grab onto physically may help a lot of people more than you realize.
Well, I hope so.
Now, I know you have some other songs to play for us. What are you going to play next?
We're going to play Surgery.
Okay, do you want to tell us about that now, or you want to do it after?
It's the third song on side A, and I'll talk a little bit about it after.
Okay. We're listening to Ariel on KX93.5.
If you count back from 100 to 1, things don't hurt so bad. I never really get there around 60. I lose track in my head. Those numbers don't have my back. Just like this bright blue gown, a sterile sickness house, fluorescent lights around me, I'm spinning. Why does it hurt to heal? How come my bones can break? Knock me out, stitch me up, it's surgery. You'll be the doctor here, closed eyes but open ears. Knock me out, stitch me up, it's surgery. Someone once told me, if you learn a lesson once, you never learn it again. It'll stick with you till the end. It hurts, it burns, it's wearing at the soles of my shoes. You talk about substance abuse. Why does I'm wishing you'd find me now. Take some time, hear how you hardly hear me well. I'm gonna sit down, I'm gonna make a plan. I'm gonna stick to my plan. I'm gonna dance when the lights come on. You be the doctor here. Closed eyes but open ears. Knock me out, stitch me up. It's surgery. You be the doctor here. Closed eyes, open ears. Hey, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Wow, that was wonderful. You actually gave me chills singing, so that was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
And we're here with Arielle in studio. That was Surgery, so why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that one?
Yeah, that one is about wishing you could just have someone go in and fix all your problems and wake up and it'd be over, and realizing that, you know, sometimes it hurts to heal, and you got to do that work yourself, and there isn't just someone to fix you. And then at the same time, it's about, you know, someone can be a doctor who's just there to listen.
Yeah.
So, you know, open ears. You don't always have to go looking and thinking you know people's problems. A lot of it's being there for people and yourself.
It's very true, and I feel like we do miss that sometimes, that communication and can be very healing and helpful to somebody. So just lending an ear can be so much. And I think that's huge. And the fact that you're singing about that, I mean, can open someone's eyes that don't realize that. And that's really awesome. It really is. So I know that with Avaka Pop, the 8-song EP that Spotify likes to call an album, as we were talking about, you have some shows coming up with that.
Yes.
So why don't you tell people where they can see you? Because that's kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for bringing that up. I'm playing at Zebulon in Los Angeles on April 9th, and it's 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. That'll be fun. It's a free show. Yola Mezcal is hosting it, and Zebulon's a cool spot anyway. So that's next Tuesday, and then there's definitely going to be more shows in L.A. Coming up. I have one in September 4th, Eat, See, Hear Festival in LA, which should be fun also. So those are two that are coming up.
Now, I know you worked with a bunch of different people on Avaka Pop.
Yeah.
Do you have any fun stories to tell? Who'd you work with? Who'd you collaborate with? All of that.
Well, right now, I'm collaborating with Carlos Sprung here in the studio. He's playing guitar, which I'm grateful for. Awesome guitarist and friend. The tracks on the EP, I produced two of them. Siren Song and Hyper Aware, and my friend Sapphire Jewel, she goes by Racket with her music project, she did guitar. My friend Billy Burke produced three of the tracks, Masquerade, Harmonizer, and Wow Wow Wow. Wow Wow Wow, a rapper named Eastway rapped on it. It was a feature. That was fun as well because we were friends from college. Spotify Genius.
Mm-hmm.
Recorded the vocals for Surgery in their studio, which was really cool. Matt Brown played saxophone on some of the tracks. Miles Cole produced Back to the River, which we're going to play next.
Now, do you find with the songs that you produced, you're more critical of yourself because you're listening back and putting them together?
You know, yes and no. I didn't start producing until well after I was songwriting and singing and with this project. So my friend, who goes by ADHD, produced Nanograms and Surgery, and I feel like when I produce with a producer, mm-hmm. I'm doing quote signs, but you can't hear that. it's definitely a different way of looking at the song as a whole. And I think with these songs, I kind of stepped back, and especially with the theme of the project, tried not to be too critical. I got them to a place that I felt good listening to them at.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided I'm not going to be the perfectionist that I'm trying to abort from a little bit, and I'm going to let them live and breathe and keep creating and producing. But you're definitely more critical on yourself, and that's something I think a lot of us struggle with.
Yeah, I can imagine that has to be hard, to listen and critique yourself and try and not do that.
Yeah.
But how would people find you, get your music, to support you, because that's what this is all about?
You can go to Instagram at music by R-E-L. If you Google search Evocapop, E-V-O-C-A-P-O-P, stuff should come up. My website's evocapop.com, facebook.com/TheReel, R-E-L, and Twitter, music by R-E-L. So those are some ways to get in touch, and on Spotify, of course, if you use that, or iTunes, Apple Music.
That's awesome. So I know you have Back to the River that you're going to sing and close it out, and I believe that's your latest single, correct?
It was one of the singles that came out from the project.
Want to tell us about it before you sing it?
Yeah, sure. That was a song that I wrote the day after what I consider my first heartbreak. And I had a session scheduled, and I thought, you know, I can move it and take the day to myself, or I can go in there and take what I'm feeling and put it into something. So the idea of Back to the River was about feeling like, can't I go back to that place, to that feeling, to that person? Like, I wish I could just go back to that place
mm-hmm.
that had all those good memories. That's where it came from.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. We love having you here. So glad to have that. And we're going to leave you, Ariel, right now with Back to the River here on KX93.5.
We get so high, then get so low. We get so high, then we get so low. Low. Take me back to the river, where the water was warm. Take me back to the river, I'm so cold. I'm so cold. Take me back. Take me back. Take me back. Back. Take me back to the river where we washed of our sins. Take me back to the river. I'm so cold. I'm so cold. Take me back to the river where the water was warm. Take me back to the river. I'm so cold. I'm so cold. We get so high, then get so low. We get so high, then we get so low. Low. Take me back. Back, back. I'm so cold.